Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Another game, another victory for the Philadelphia Eagles, 31-25 in Tampa. The Eagles go down to Tampa. They get a big lead. It was like the inverse of last week where they almost blow up, but they hold on some huge, huge moments. This was a game of big plays on both sides. Eagles defense giving them up. Eagles defense making them. Eagles special teams making them. The Eagles offense making them. And then nothing. It was feast or famine all day. You know, the kind of game where I think in the old days, you're like, they got this 24-3. You know, they're up big. But you watch this football game and it never felt like the game was fully over. It was kind of like last week with the Rams where Eagles were down, but it wasn't fully over. Very entertaining game. And as always, the Eagles come out on top because over a year now, that's all the Philadelphia Eagles do is win football games to an enormous, enormous degree. 20 out of 21 wins for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's get into it. Five game balls after an Eagles victory over the Bucs. And might surprise you on this one. And it's not really a knock on any of them individually. I just thought the five game balls all deserve to go to non-offensive players today. I don't have a single offensive player. You know, I think the second half drought really took some of the steam away. I mean, at halftime, you would have said, well, of course, Jalen Hurts is going to have one, maybe even Dallas Goedert. I ended up without a single offensive player in my game balls. Let's dive into number one, Quinyon Mitchell. We've seen a star emerge since the beginning of last season when he started from day one. One of the best young corners of pro football. But I thought yesterday was the day that Quinyon Mitchell went to a different level as a shutdown corner. I thought yesterday was the day that he went to the kind of level that you see in the special ones, the special corners. That's what I felt yesterday watching Quinyon Mitchell. Not a good corner. I felt like I watched a special corner yesterday. He was incredible in that football game yesterday against the Buccaneers and against Baker Mayfield on that receiving core. Quinyon yesterday while in coverage against Chris Godwin and Emeka Ibuka. 7 targets, just 2 receptions for 6 yards allowed, 0 first downs, 3 stops on third down, 5 pass deflections. He was everywhere yesterday when the Philadelphia Eagles needed him most. And then you saw that on the field, different mentality. He's a very quiet kid. You know, I think we've had him on the Midday Show a couple times. He's quiet. He's kind of reserved. You ask him a question, he will answer it, but he's not someone's going to elaborate on a lot of things, not a talker. But on that field, inside those white lines, he's a different animal. He is a competitor. He is you can see, obviously, doesn't back down to anyone. Yesterday, him and Baker jawing back and forth, him and Tristan Wirfs jawing back and forth. And Tristan Wirfs is a tackle. So it's not the kind of guy you think a corner would mess with. I love the mentality of Quinyon Mitchell. I love the way he plays. He reminds me of Devontae Smith. He's like the cornerback version of Devontae Smith. All ball, all focus, but don't you cross him within those white lines because then he will fight back. And I thought yesterday he was everywhere. There was the one shot that Baker took down the field right sideline to Godwin, and the ball's kind of in Godwin's hands. And there's Quinyon right there. Heavy coverage, and then gets his hand in there and knocks the ball away, you know, kind of loosens the arm a little bit to get that ball knocked out. Incredible, incredible play by Quinyon Mitchell yesterday. He gets game ball number one. Game ball number two, I'm going to go to his running mate, Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean yesterday, the Eagles defense has some holes. You know, they don't have great edge play right now, especially with Nolan Smith out. They have a corner number two, or they have the second outside corner in Kelee Ringo or Adoree Jackson or Jacorian Bennett, depending on who's up or who's healthy at the moment. That is a weakness. But the Eagles have so much strength on their defense, so many star players on their defense, that they can get away with it. Those guys kind of cover it up, and you get away with those spots. And Cooper DeJean's a big reason why. Physical, tackling, you know, the best of Cooper DeJean yesterday, playing with an edge, a physicality. He's the best tackling corner in pro football. He is the most physical tackling corner in pro football. I thought yesterday his coverage was on point when asked to cover on the outside or on the inside. I thought he did a great job. I think he sets the tone of physicality for the defense. And you don't typically say that about a nickel corner, that he's the physical tone setter for the defense. I feel when I watch the Eagles play, since Cooper DeJean got in the lineup just about a year ago, week 6 against the Cleveland Browns, that he is the physical tone setter. It's not so much up front. It's not so much the linebacking core. It's not so much the safeties. It's him. It's Cooper DeJean. He sets a different kind of tone in that defensive backfield, and he's everywhere. They had the one play where he was in the slot, covering someone. It was either an in or an out route, but he had to kind of break away from the lane he was in, right? Where kind of where he lined up. And the ball went back the other way. I think it was like an in round. He kind of started following the receiver a little bit. And then the ball ended up going to dump off the other way. He flew in off the TV screen. He wasn't on it at first and ran up and made the tackle. Big, big time play yesterday from Cooper DeJean. He gets game ball number two. All right, game ball number three is going to go to Zach Bond. Zach Bond is a star linebacker. He is a star. Yesterday, 5 pressures. He's really become the best pass rusher on the team right now. When you think about the Eagles' pass rush, it starts with Zach Bond. And I credit Vic Fangio because he's realized what he does and doesn't have right now. He doesn't have great edge play. They got more pressure yesterday than they have in a while. But it's just not great edge play right now. I think Za'Darius Smith can only do so much at his age. Josh Uche is pretty good, but you know, I think we know he's a little bit of a limited player, and they're getting nothing from Jalik Sunt. I continue to be not impressed at all with Jalik Sunt and his play so far this season. And then Patrick Johnson, come on. I mean, we've seen that story over many years when he ends up having to fill in or show up or get re-signed. He's not a real, you know, legitimate starting or even rotational caliber edge. So the Eagles aren't getting a pass rush. Jalen Carter has been below his typical standard to start the season. So I would say their best rushers right now, their best pass rushers are Zach Bond and Moro Ojomo. But Bond has become the guy. Like, when they need to dial it up, it's Zach Bond. Five pressures, including a sack, and four of them were under 2.5 seconds. I think it's a combination of great scheme by Vic Fangio, but great instincts by Zach Bond. Zach Bond is a very instinctual player. And then the sideline-to-sideline ability to chase down the running back, chase down, you know, pass catch out of the backfield. He does it all. Huge day yesterday for Zach Bond. The Eagles, they signed this guy last year. They put him out there. He's an all-pro. They re-sign him, and he's made them look smart at every single turn. This Eagles defense would be lost without Zach Bond right now. I remember during the offseason when the discussion was up about would they bring him back, how much they'd have to pay him, his market. Eric Mangini brought up the example, of course, Mangini, all those years he spent with the New England Patriots, of, you know, when he was a young coach and the Patriots signed Mike Vrabel, who was at that point a special teamer, a part-time player with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they brought him to New England, and he became an indispensable part of a dynasty defense. And that is exactly what Bond has become. You're indispensable, star player, instinctual, heady player. He gets a game ball for yesterday.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Game ball number 4, his linebacker mate. We're going to go with Jahad Campbell. Now, look, I know Jahad Campbell got burnt, got toasted on that. You know, it was kind of a wheel route out of the backfield by the running back Bucky Irving, and then it turned into just a fly pattern because Baker was scrambling, and then he got a step on Jahad Campbell. That's a really tough assignment. Bucky Irving's becoming one of the best backs in the NFL. Jahad Campbell is an instinctual, smart, long, rangy middle linebacker right now that one day soon might be an edge. There's a young Micah Parsons feeling towards Jahad Campbell. And I'm going to give him a game ball, and I'm going to give him a pass on that one to Bucky Irving. That's a tough assignment. I mean, that is a tough assignment. 30 yards down the field, being caught one-on-one, and Baker has all that time to loft it up to the running back. Tough assignment. I think most linebackers in pro football fail at that. But other than that, let's talk about the big plays. He had the forced fumble on Bucky Irving in the third quarter. Without that, I don't think the Eagles hold on because that gave him the short field. The only score they had in the second half was right there on that one. Without that, it's like last week in the first half of the game when Zach Bond had his interception to set up the Eagles' first touchdown and only touchdown in the first half. Without that play by Zach Bond, I don't think the Eagles in the first half last week are capable of going the length of the field. Yesterday, obviously, the Eagles in the second half were not capable of going the length of the field. So that set it up for the Eagles to be able to hold on in this football game. Huge forced fumble. That was a tricky call by the refs. I looked at the replay a million times, kept rewinding it. I'm not sure. I thought his wrist and ankle looked down, but it wasn't definitive. And the call in that way has to go to the Eagles. So big time play by Jahad Campbell. And then as Baker tries to force it, tries to make something happen late in the game in the fourth quarter, Campbell and an assist to Reed Blankenship because he tipped that. But Campbell comes over and makes the interception in the end zone. Look, this guy's a playmaker. He has been that since day one. He's been ahead of schedule since day one. Awesome play yesterday. He's the first Eagles rookie linebacker to record two or more forced fumbles in the first four games of a season since at least 1999. And how about that combination? They are now the best linebacker combination in pro football. Bond and Jahad Campbell combined yesterday. 12 tackles, two forced fumbles, an interception, a sack, a tackle for loss. They were everywhere. After years of the Eagles ignoring the linebacker position, it is the strength of their defense now. The linebacking duo in the middle is the strength of this defense right now. Going to be fascinating to see what they do when N'Kobe Dean comes back because you cannot take Campbell off the field. Now, perhaps he's used him more at edge, but you cannot take him off the field. This kid is a star in the making. And then game ball number five is going to Michael Clay. How about the Eagles special teams coordinator? Was it a few years ago? I guess it was 22, where the special teams were a problem. The Eagles stuck with this guy. They gave him a contract extension. They have believed in Michael Clay for a long time now. You know, offensive coordinators change, defensive coordinators change. But the one constant in terms of a coordinator on Nick Sirianni's staff has been Michael Clay. You've heard people say in the past he's a future head coach. I don't know. I always think with special teams coaches like John Harbaugh, he's going to have to find his way to probably one side of the ball or the other and carve out a little bit of expertise and show he knows that side of the football besides just special teams. But with so many CEO coaches being hired, maybe. I heard yesterday in the postgame on Fox, Jalen Hurts give Michael Clay a shout out. How about his unit here? Philadelphia became the first NFL team since at least 1978 to block a kick, which is a field goal or a punt, either one, on three consecutive opponent possessions. Remember last week, they blocked the field goal late in the fourth quarter against the Rams. Then they blocked it and ran it back to end the game. And then they start this one with the block punt. I mean, the Eagles had two consecutive defensive possessions where they scored on special teams, which, I mean, that is remarkable kind of stuff. They have been a difference maker without his special teams. They are not a 4-0 team. You can make a case they're a 2-2 team without the special teams right now of Michael Clay. He has got these guys playing really well. Clearly, that was, and both last week and yesterday, these are coaching moments where they're seeing something on film they can exploit. That is preparation, and it is talent mixed together. That is not just Howie Roseman's roster. That's Howie Roseman's roster and depth added together with a coach in Michael Clay who has done an outstanding job. You know, these things the Eagles used to ignore. They used to really not prioritize special teams for a few years. They've gone the other way on that. They used to not prioritize the linebacker position. They've gone the other way on that. They have really made a conscious effort in recent years to fix the problems they used to have, to go the other way on things they used to not do their best. It is awesome to watch the way the Eagles play football now, because it is every face, it is buttoned up, it is winning. Are they a little emotional sometimes? Yeah. Do those penalties worry you? Yeah. Do they take the cue of their head coach? Of course. But in terms of the preparation, the detail, hammering down what matters in terms of being more prepared than the other team, there's a very strong base every week where they come out ready for what the other team's going to do. That is impressive. It's on the coaching staff. I give Sirianni credit. Obviously, Clay is an extension of him. And I give the Eagles a ton of credit for what they have become in every facet of the game, including the special teams. So let's go through the five game balls for the win over the Buccaneers to move the Eagles to 4-0. Quinyon Mitchell, game ball number one. Cooper DeJean, game ball number two. Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell, and Michael Clay. In a day where they put up 31, to not give a single game ball to the offense feels a little weird, but I felt these were the five best football players wearing Eagles uniform yesterday. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about on the midday show. Be tuned in on your Odyssey app on 94 WIP. And, of course, watching on YouTube live, 6A to 6P, every single Monday to Friday. It's going to be an amazing week as we get set for an undefeated Eagles team to continue a run that could last a while as an undefeated team with the schedule coming up. And, of course, Red October starting on Saturday. Thanks for listening to WIP Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.